Hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, talking about Slack time. I'm headed back after an extended weekend. It was the Labor Day holidays here in the United States, so that was good. And then I took another day off and had a good time. Went to the Renaissance Fair, shot up a bunch of people with laser guns, not the same event. Went dancing, caught some shows. Yeah, it was a good time. Read some books. And I'm heading back in the office recharged and full of some great ideas for how to tackle a number of problems I've been working on, including some new data visualizations. You know, this thing's kind of just come to you when you're relaxed. And that really is the tip today, right? Make time for Slack time. Make time for Slack time. Because when you hear things, and I hear this all the time, like the IT team is too busy putting out fires to actually think strategically. The security folks are always reacting, and they're never, you know, thinking long term. The application developers keep building and building on technical debt, and I don't understand why they don't stop and pause and reflect and address the fundamental architectural issues, right? You hear these sort of things, and you think, what's wrong with these people? Why aren't they? And you peel back the layer and you realize, fundamentally, it's a lack of Slack time. When we run ourselves to the absolute limit of our schedule, when we run our teams to the absolute limit of their endurance, when we schedule every single minute and book every single moment on a project or in operations, we don't have the time to reflect. We don't have the time to think strategically. We don't have the time to be proactive. We end up being in a very reactive crouch. And in that state, that's where we make short-term decisions, and all too often, short-term decisions made quickly are not the ones that are secure, are not the ones that are sustainable, are not the ones that are going to position us to show due care and protect our organizations. So I think people think Slack time, they're like, those slackers, we don't want that a team of slackers. Okay, I get that. But we also see all too often what happens. We run every single moment of the day. And I'm as guilty as anyone, right? You look at my Outlook calendar and it weeps. It looks like a game of Tetris. But we need to make sure we're building some Slack time in. So how do you do that individually? My battery's almost dead. Huh. Good analogy for not having enough energy. So how do we build that in individually? Well, we build it individually by scheduling it in. I like to have a block of time that is just put aside for catching up on any to-dos, handling an emergency, is jumping on any potential opportunities. We build that into the team by making that a team practice, by encouraging recharging and reflection. We build that into our projects by actually having reflection built into the project plan. Most of my project plans will have that, in lesson review meetings or what have you. Time to stop, pause, reflect, and think about the next stage. And we build that into our dev cycles, by shortening the dev time and making sure we have time for any overages and have time to recharge. What's the right number? I don't know, it's like Google's 20%. Tell me in comments, what number do you think is right for you and your org? I prefer 10% for me. When I used to run IT operations, I was aiming for about 20. But what's right for you guys? Let me know. And take a moment. Take a moment to reflect and pause. This isn't all about putting out fires, at least it shouldn't be. And for those in the U.S., I hope you had a great vacation. And for those of you in Michigan, kids are back in school. Congrats. Have a good one.